Welcome to 5-Minute Friday, easy-to-implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better. I'm Ben Albert of Rochester Business Connections. On 5-Minute Friday, I collaborate with Western New York's very best business people to provide actionable insights in 5 to 10 minutes or less. Hungry business people like yourself are busy, so let's get right into it. When's the last time you Googled yourself? When's the last time you Googled your business name? I know if you Google my name, you'll find I'm the co-defensive coordinator for the Duke Blue Devils football team. I'm Ben Albert, owner of Balbert Marketing. And all jokes aside, this episode will quickly explain what Google My Business is and enlighten anyone who doesn't utilize it. It's totally free. That's right. This free tool will level up your business today. Even if you already know what Google My Business is, I guarantee this will be a helpful refresher. You deserve more traffic and phone calls coming to your workplace, and I'm going to make sure that happens. Okay, so this is perfect for business owners, but even if you don't own your business, do this exercise with me and see if you discover anything worth mentioning to your higher-ups. First, go to google.com and then Google your business name in full. If it's a more common name, put in the city in the search bar as well. And hey, if you're like me and driving while you listen to podcasts, relax, listen, and do this later. Okay, so you've Googled your business name. What's the first impression? What comes up first? Is it your website? I hope. Do any competitors come up? Anything irrelevant? I hope not. Be sure to do this on a desktop. Pause this, grab your laptop, or tackle it later. Now, look at the right side column. Is it a blank white screen on the top right? Or is there your business name and info? I sure hope your competitor doesn't come up. Now, that would suck, and I've seen it a lot. Suppose you want an excellent example of what things should look like. In that case, Google Balbert Marketing Rochester, a shameless plug, but my online presence is pretty fabulous. So your business doesn't come up. Hold on tight. Let's say it does. Is all the information correct? Do you have professional images in or about your business posted? Or is it just a Google Maps picture of your home? If it's a picture of your home and your address is listed, do you want the information publicized? Or would you rather Google display your entire service area to searchers? Do you want to control what is shown? Everyone, don't you want to make an incredible first impression? What do your reviews say? Do you have any? Is there any evidence that the world cares about you? Or maybe there's a negative review that you should respond to. Perhaps we should get more reviews to silence the negativity and bury it. Have you added products, product categories, a bio, links to your website? Listen, many of your businesses live on word of mouth. It's the number one source of income for your business. I love that. It's how it should be. And one-on-one conversations are excellent too. But let me ask you a question. When you hand out a business card to a prospective client, when you shake their hand, or maybe you ask for a referral from a current client, you get three, or maybe you don't even know it's happening and your top clients are recommending you and name dropping your business daily, what do you think is the first thing this prospect is going to do? Seriously, no wrong answers. What do you think they're going to do? A lot of people might say, just call me. You're not wrong. Some people will do that. But what if you're not there to pick up? They don't want to leave a message. What if they aren't sure about you, about your business? Maybe they are only on the fence on whether they need the service or not. Perhaps they have anxiety. They like to do research. Maybe they don't always trust people right off the bat. Guys, it's 2021. You know the answer. The first thing your potential buyer is going to do is Google you. And this is why you need to know exactly what they'll see. You need to control that first impression. It's your business's top salesperson. Google works for you all day, in and out, 24/7, on its own. And all you need to do is update it. No brainer. Now, if you didn't know what Google My Business is, this is exactly where a lot of people would try to close you. Make the sale. Google is an excellent product to sell. You do need it. But if you like to do it yourself, just Google My Business. That's right, google.com, and then in the search bar, type Google My Business. It's a free tool that gives you backstage access to everything you need to create an incredible first impression on Google. Totally free. And even if you're already using the tool, guys, remember that you can regularly add photos and updates. New employee of the month, posted on Google. New COVID protocol, posted on Google. Close for the holidays, make sure the world knows. Open on the holidays, do the same. You can add videos, products, and services, a professional bio, categories, and keywords on the back end for search engine optimization purposes, and want to hear one of the most common sense things that no one else seems to realize? If you're actively working on your first impression on Google, you are engaged on Google's platform. You are educating Google's users. You are literally buddying up with Google. Don't you want Google to recommend you and your services? In time, that's exactly what Google will do. Long term, this is massive for search engine optimization that makes you money. Do one more thing today. One at a time, Google a service you offer and the location you service. For example, roofing, Rochester, New York. Are you first? Are you on the first page at least? If not, there's work to be done. And if you are first, try a neighboring city or town. Don't you want to be first there as well? Everyone can benefit from this. Again, Google the term Google My Business. It's 1,000% free, and you can start optimizing today. Email me, Ben@BAlbertMarketing.com. That's Ben@BAlbertMarketing.com. If you have a question or need help. And listen, I appreciate you engaging with me today. I'm going to come at you with tips regularly. And to make it more fun, most weeks we'll have an expert guest. If you'd like to learn more about Balbert Marketing and our services, I encourage you to go to 585marketing.com. Keep thriving, everyone. Thanks for listening to 5-Minute Friday by Rochester Business Connections. Want to become a professional contributor? If you have a voice that needs to be heard, email ben@balbertmarketing.com. That's ben@balbertmarketing.com. To host the next 5-Minute Friday, I encourage you to subscribe on your favorite platform, and no requirement to leave a long review. Just select whatever star rating you believe we deserve. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's tips, I encourage you to tell a colleague or a friend. See you next time.